Welcome to the Operation Move podcast. My name is Zoe, and this week we're going to be talking about creating context within the structure of your weekly training and within your training cycle. A much more established runner is just super easy to get into the trap of thinking that everything should be high intensity, like everything should be maximum effort, everything should be faster than the thing before it, everything should be on this perfect linear curve that's improving. But the reality is that adaptation doesn't work that way, and humans in general don't work that way. If you go into everything with that kind of mindset, it is super easy to either burn out or start feeling like you are continually failing at something, and it just makes it really easy to then abandon it. And it's not that any of the things that you were doing were necessarily the wrong things, but you're coming into it with a mindset that's not necessarily going to serve you in the long term. Different days through the week are going to have different focuses. Some days are going to be performance days. Some days are going to be your absolute maximum effort. Some days are going to be easy days. Some days are going to be recovery days. And some days are going to be much more about good quality movement than necessarily pace or power or strength or anything else. And this particularly comes into things when you start looking at cross training, because you are in one modality and then you're going into a different modality to support your primary thing. So if you're running and then you go into strength training, or you go into something like CrossFit or swimming or yoga or anything else, that is going to have a kind of different focus for you than what it might for everyone else, because you're primarily doing that to support running. Whereas in those different modalities, they will tend to have their own goals and their own focus based on that being the primary thing, not as a supporting thing. So something, for example, that I often hear in CrossFit is it's all about intensity and not volume. And if you are doing CrossFit as your main thing, that is absolutely the case. But as I'm doing it as a supporting thing, it's not really true for me. So it would be really counterproductive for me to go and completely subscribe to that way of thinking about it. Sometimes it is, and we certainly have certain workouts where we do benchmark workouts where I would treat that as an absolute maximum effort sort of a day. But there are lots of other days when maybe I've done sprints the day before, or I'm going to be doing sprints the next day, and I am going to treat that as like, this is just about quality of movement, or this is just about practice. Similar with strength training, you know, like if I was doing that as my primary thing and I was coming in with a bodybuilding focus, what I would do would be very different to what I do in strength to support my running. So it's really good to sort of look at what might be the best practices and the ideal programming for what you're individually doing, but you don't want to lose sense of the broader context of why you're doing it. And beyond that, you want to be able to structure your week in such a way that it is enjoyable, it's fun, and it's something that you can do for a long time. And that is going to be different for everyone, but I particularly find that I do well having, I'd say, like a pure recovery week in between every 3 to 5 weeks. It will vary depending on where I am in my training cycle, but mentally beyond that, I would struggle to string, yeah, quality workouts after quality workouts together. And for me, that's mostly not physical. That's mostly about having the mental space to get into that headspace of, yes, we're going to run 200 meter sprint and it's going to be really, really hard and it's going to be maximum effort and all of that sort of stuff. And I can do that for a few weeks in a row and then I need a little bit of a break. And then I'm going to be able to come back to it the following week and be fresh and be ready to give it another crack. So the mental piece is a big one, and the other aspect of it is it just allows you, by creating different focuses through your week, it allows you to dial in certain aspects. So say, for example, by having an easy run, that is a great time where you can, you know, you can practice things like cadence and core activation and what your, you know, what your stride is doing and all of those sorts of things, because you're not in a state of high stress, and they're things that are very movement things that are very difficult to perfect when you are in a state of high stress, and a whole lot easier to play around with when you're working at a low intensity. One thing you do want to be aware of with all of this is to always know before your session what the focus is, and not to change your mind in the middle, which is very tempting to do sometimes. So you want to choose something beforehand or have it already planned out for your week, because being able to sort of like get through a tough one, which you have planned to do at a high level of effort, when things start to go a bit wobbly, is great for, you know, mental strength and developing grit and everything like that. So you do not want to be kind of like getting into something, having it start to feel hard, and you'd be like, oh, okay, today's just a practice day. You want to have those things decided beforehand so that you can go through everything with a whole lot of intention. Would be doing at the moment. At the moment, I go to CrossFit on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays, and I do an easy run after that, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays I do one day I would do 200 meter sprints, and that's just a four, and with the focus on that is that the first one be as fast as humanly possible, and there's a lot less of a focus on what the three after that look like. Three after that is like whatever I can hang on to, but the important one is the first one, which is a little bit of pressure sometimes, but that's why I only do it once a week. And then the other session is five sets of 600s, which is also relatively high intensity, but it is probably like a little bit less so than the 200s. It's kind of hard to say really, because on the one hand, like the 200s is a lot of, that's, yeah, like it's hard, but you know, it's over very, very quickly. Whereas a 600 is probably like a bit more of an uncomfortable time domain, because it's like 2.5 minutes and you sort of like got to stay in that hard space for that little bit longer. So yeah, jury's still out on that. But those would be my two primary challenging sessions of the week. And really, the focus that I would have for individual CrossFit sessions, I would kind of make up my mind on that once I see what the workout is. I don't know what the workout is before I go in, which I tend to prefer, because it stops me from not showing up when there are things that I find hard. But what I choose to do in terms of my focus will depend on what the particular workout is. So for example, with a running workout, I would not be really generally pushing the pace on the run unless I was swapping it for one of my high intensity running sessions that week. So on those days it would be more about, I go, okay, like if it's like we're doing this movement and then running, I would treat the running as more of like recovery or possibly tempo, and then really sort of like do whatever I can do on the other movement. Other days it might be this particular thing is something that I really want to practice and get better at. So if that's sort of like something like double unders or snatches or something like that, then I might say, okay, I'm going to like go with sort of lighter weight or less intensity, but I really want to focus on getting the mechanics right. So that might be another focus on that day. Other days, if I know it's something that I struggle with, like thrusters, which I always hate, then I will tend to have that day be something where it's a higher effort, just because I know it's a weakness of mine. And certainly on like benchmark days, then that would be like a higher effort day. So yeah, it will just depend to like what I've been doing with running. So if I'd still kind of sore from sprints or something the day before, then I might treat it as a lighter day. And then all of the rehab stuff, that's really focused and intentional quality movement, because it's really important when I'm going through those things. Like say for example I'm doing calf raises, it's really important that my foot doesn't roll at the bottom of the calf raise, because that's sort of what we're working on is forefoot control. So there's no point me kind of like ripping through calf raises with no discernible form. Like it has to be really, really focused. So that is always what I'm aiming for with those sessions. And when I have time, I'll do strength stuff at home. And again, that's about quality of movement. So I have a mirror, so I can squat in front of the mirror and I can make sure that I'm not twisting, which is a tendency because I have a dominant side. So that is slow, it is controlled, and it's just all about 100% focus on the mechanics. And in the scope of a training cycle, like long runs and things like that might have a particular focus, like running at a particular pace or on a particular type of route. But at the moment, because I'm not specifically training for anything at the moment, it's just all about continuing the rehabbing process. It's just about getting the easy stuff done as easy as humanly possible, including the long runs, so that I've still got heaps in the tank when it comes to getting my sprints done. So like this week at CrossFit, they had like 5x200 meter sprints, and a couple of people commented that I would have really liked it, you know, being a running workout, which I probably would have really liked the workout, but it's a really poor place for me to be doing 200 meter sprints, because there's not sort of, it would just be a general warm up, not a running warm up. And running warm up for full sprints, it actually takes a lot of time. Like it'd take like half an hour at least, and the class is only for an hour, so they don't really have the option of doing that. The other part is you are combining it with a different movement usually, so it's not pure running, so you're kind of like carrying some fatigue into that, so those sprints to start off with. And then the other thing is like where you run, like you run to a turnaround point, which is also a really poor way of doing a sprint, where your idea is to reach, you know, like maximum speed, and you literally essentially have to stop halfway and then go again. So although it is probably the type of workout that I would enjoy, it's probably, generally speaking, I would try to avoid those things and save them for when I can have my full warm up, do things which is going like on the, where I go on the oval from mark to mark. So it's very repeatable, and I know exactly how far I've gone and what the time is, and I'm not combining it with anything else. So you'll often find, even though there are running workouts which people think that would be totally be your jam, it's often counterproductive for you to do those sessions, because it's kind of just watering down your running at that point. And there's this great quote that I love, which is about, you know, run often, run far, but never outrun your joy of running. And that's really what the mindset is all about. You having, going in to sessions with different focuses and different goals, is going to create this longevity of something that you enjoy, rather than there can be things, you know, once a while, once a week, whatever, where you're kind of a little bit scary, a little bit intimidating, feels like it'd be a little bit hard. Or for you, that might be more like once a fortnight or once a month or whatever it is. That's okay. But if you had that sort of stuff all the time, it will end up being crushed by it. So you need something that is going to create a structure for your week that you can enjoy, and that is going to contribute to what your overall goals are physically, but also going to look after you mentally. So it's not something that ever becomes something that you dread. And keep in mind that if you start to notice that you are having particular resistance to doing a certain session, which was exactly what happened to me towards the end of last week, then that's not always a sign that it's just something that you've got to muscle through and push through. Sometimes that's actually a sign that you are physically fatigued, mentally fatigued, and you just need a break. Have yourself a nice, relaxed recovery week, and you'll probably find that resistance to that session is going to be gone the next week. So it can also just be a way of being a bit intuitive about what you're doing. And then you can sort of, what I did was I looked back on what I'd been doing, and I was like, oh, I haven't really had an easy week since, I think it was about 4 weeks ago. So I was like, oh, you know, probably due. Like, physically I feel fine, but mentally I just feel like I need that little reset. So it can be something that you can just be aware of, that it's not always something that is worthwhile pushing through. Sometimes it is just about taking a step back. So when you're looking at your week, think about dividing it up into things like recovery, practice, quality of movement, and performance, and just see what the balance is in your week and if there's anything that you need to change to make it more enjoyable, make it more long-term, make it more something that you enjoy, and make it something that sort of that stimulates your mind and also de-stresses you, rather than something that is potentially an aggravating or a burnout waiting to happen in the long term. I'll speak to you next week, and remember that if you are interested in Learn to Run, which is starting on the 6th of August, that people who sign up early are already in there doing our introductory walking and strength program, which is a great foundation for Learn to Run. So if you think that you would like to do that in the lead up, then you can join early and we'll start creating those habits that we'll be working on all the way through Learn to Run. And I will speak to you next week.